think it's one of those things you're not quite going to know what you feel like until you get there. But I certainly believe it's more about just that, more than just about that one person running the race because of everything that happened last year.
What are you hearing from others in the running community, people who are running in the race?
Oh, I think a lot of people are just feeling pretty privileged to be a part of the event again this year, and a lot of people feel like they're part of that Boston strong contingent where, you know, we're not going to let ourselves as runners be stricken down like unfortunately happened last year. And for many, it's just about getting out and completing the race injury-free, and maybe they're going for a personal best time, maybe they're just going to complete the race.
It seems like there's something about runners that instead of people being shying away from the Boston Marathon, it seems like there's a real spirit of resiliency and we're going to show up, you know, in greater numbers than before. Do you think that's something about a special character of runners?
I think definitely so. There's kind of a joke among the running group that, you know, you can never stop a runner from running. So even if they get injured, they try to run through injuries. And so kind of that resiliency, even with training, you know, even for myself, the training didn't always go as well as I planned. I mean, I remember one training run this year when I was supposed to run over 20 miles, and it went out, and it was incredibly rainy and windy and everything in the Portland area. And by the time I finished, I'd only run about 13 miles, and I was pretty much hypothermic at the end of it. But it was like, you know what, this isn't going to stop me. This just wasn't the training day I had, but I'm going to keep going, and we'll get to the start line and see how it goes.
Well, Lisa, thanks so much, and good luck.
Thank you very much.